This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. Fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Randy, last name is Rickman, R-Y-C-K-M-A-N. Date of birth 4/26 of 1960. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Rickman with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was June 24th of last year. He states that he's feeling well, his weight is stable, he is taking a very low dose of metformin extended release. He just takes 250 milligram once a day. He couldn't tolerate a higher dose due to diarrhea. And no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. Review of systems is negative. Medications, he's also on Lipitor 40 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Hydrocodone with acetaminophen 10/325 three times a day as needed for pain. Lisinopril is 5 milligram daily. Protonix 40 milligram daily. Advair HFA 115/21 two inhalations twice a day. Flomax 0.4 milligram daily. Citracal with D, vitamin D, Colace 100 milligram twice a day. Physical exam. Weight 216 pounds, pulse is 84, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 68. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, heart is regular, abdomen is soft and non-tender, no edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 24th, 2026. Creatinine is stable, 1.45 on 3/24/26. Estimated GFR 53. Calcium 9.0, albumin 4.1, phosphorus is 3.8. Electrolytes are normal, potassium 5.1. Hemoglobin 14.4, normal platelets. White counts are slightly elevated, 11.3. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 to 6 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 9 to 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.